Hey, it is Monday, and of course, each Monday, Laura Kennard comes in with us. She is from DMAC, as well as Drake University, and dmbizmixer.com, with the sounds of the tunes from the 1960s wafting through our favorite coffee spot in Windsor Heights, grounds for celebration. Here's Laura. Hey, Laura.
Hey.
Yeah.
Happy Monday.
You digging that music?
That's kind of,
well, that's
I am.
Kind of before your time.
I hear plenty of music from... Yeah. Lots of. I mean, I was born.
I was just listening to the Monkees.
Oh,
yeah.
That's kind of fun.
The Monkees.
So I saw just totally don't know why this is popping into my head, but I saw Lee Iacocca died.
Yes, he did, and we had a bit of a remembrance of Mr. Iacocca last week. He, of course, brought Ford Motor Company the Mustang. As well as Chrysler Motors. He brought them back from the dead and then gave America the minivan. Before my father, may he rest in peace, before he died, he gave me a copy of Lee Iacocca's book. It's an autobiography.
Oh, wow.
I've read it a couple of times, still in my library, and it really is a remarkable story of an immigrant son who came here and
He's an amazing story. And I remember when he ran for... president or thought about making a run years ago, and then I saw a tribute to him and totally forgot about this. He said, if you can find a better car,
exactly, go buy it.
Yeah,
well, that was his tagline to every one of his TV commercials that he did for Chrysler. And he would say after the commercial, and he'd be standing there in his suit, say, if you can find a better car, buy it.
I love it.
It's brilliant. Naturally born salesperson.
Yes. Well, so, you know, I thought that I would mention what it is that I do here every morning, morning.
What do you do
every
Monday morning?
So, you know, there's a lot of calendars out there.
Oh, boy.
Here's just a rundown of what I take a look at. Of course, I look at Facebook because it's sort of, you know, the hub for
lots of events. Right?
Have to kind of filter in on which ones are more business networking and education related and which ones are open for members only, which ones are open to the public. I also look at Technology Association Iowa's, Iowa Center for Economic Success. I look at the AMA Iowa calendar.
I look at the
Chamber of Commerce's calendars. I'm sure I miss stuff, which is why I tell people the hashtag DMBizEvents.
Right. Well, and you've been doing this now for years. We've been doing this together for years.
Yes.
I mean, think about that.
We have for a long time. And here is the question.
Yeah.
Why, with all these calendars, when you can just go to any one of these calendars yourself, why would you bother to go to DMBizMixer or listen to this list on the podcast? Why would you do that?
Well, because it's easier. It's all the stuff you need to know in one location.
Mm-hmm. It's curated.
It's curated, right? Well, nice slip in there. but this is on everybody else's time, and they don't have to spend time doing that. So it's convenience. And yes, you're correct. It is curated.
So I was involved in a whole discussion about influencer marketing. You know, that's just been like the hot buzzword lately. And I was wondering, why is this such a big deal? And we've kind of touched on lots of different reasons. People have a certain audience, etc. But you know what a lot of these influencers are doing, whether they're a celebrity or a local influencer, is they are also curating.
Sure they are.
That's what they do. So we go to them because we trust the things that they look at and share. They curate things that they've read, and you can kind of get it curated through them and not have to go to... So if you're following a marketing person that you really respect, you appreciate that they're going to be looking at all the marketing stuff and sharing it so that they can just kind of go to your channel and not have to research all that stuff. So that's the reason why I think you're finding that to be so popular. But also, this applies to some other things too, like retail. So I just had been finding some articles recently about sort of what's going to happen with retail. And when you look at things like local boutiques, like I love Fusion and Funky Zebras, some of the ladies here who, with their own eye, go to Dallas, Texas, or, you know,
and
they curate a collection that they bring to their store that isn't going to fit with everyone, but the people that like their taste and their style and what they're curating know that they can go to the store
and
find those things.
Right.
So what you're finding is that because of time, because of lack of time, because of wanting to spend time in other things, that we are oftentimes looking at curated sources so that we can kind of cut down on that time ourselves.
Sure, whether it's clothing, services, food, whatever it
happens
to be. Yeah,
whatever it is.
You know, we were just having this discussion, my bride and I, the other day, about, you know, how malls are disappearing.
Mm-hmm.
And they're being abandoned. And one of the things I don't understand about, and to be honest, is why. I mean, if you would think that if I wanted to have a shopping experience, whatever that shopping experience is, that I would like to go to a place that has multiple choices rather than flit from one standalone to another standalone to another standalone. But maybe that's it. Maybe it's because people are so time-starved, they don't have the opportunity to shop as they used to.
Yeah.
And then going from store to store to store within a big building just doesn't fit their needs, so they'll go to a curated place.
They'll just go to the the one place. And you know, the fact is that they're also looking for something different, a personal touch.
Right.
And so that's very... that's very personal, and the people that have these small boutiques bring something that's just extra different and special.
Totally
and, of
understand.
Course, they're also making these even deeper experiences in their stores where if I walk in and I talk to people at the boutique like Sarah, she's going to say, and it's amazing, she'll say, oh, I found something that I know you'll love, and let me just take you over here. And
It's the individual experience.
It
I get
is.
That. And
yeah.
at the same time, at the same time, which what's really on the 180 degrees different than that is the online shopping experience where people shop for stuff online and take the time to do all of that. But then if it doesn't fit or it doesn't look right or you don't like it when you get it, then you have to take the time to send it back.
I know, and I think that's where you'll find with certain purchases that there's going to be kind of this new revolution of like evolution of shopping where, yes, some of those commodity type items you'll continue to get. Maybe even just subscribe so they can be delivered on a regular basis, like dog food. I know a lot of people do that with. But maybe go back to, you know, when you need something like clothing that you're wanting to go to a store. So I think that you're going to see some shakeups, and it does have a lot to do with time and what people really want to go into a store for now. But anyway... That is just to say that my company,
on curating.
My company is called Curated Growth, and that it really kind of came out of this idea of curating resources for people in order to help launch businesses, and also in the case with Southridge Mall, or we try to stop saying mall and say center, is that we're looking at what could be curated in that location that. People do want there.
Right.
So anyway, but talking about events, here are the events that we curated for this week. Tonight you can go to the Forge, and that's by Pillar Technology. It's located over there on Locust, and this is going to be a little bit for tech people. So it says baby got backend. So it's really about talking about whether you should use a server or go serverless, which is a thing these days. And I don't know a lot about that, but I have seen a lot of articles recently about this discussion about server or serverless, which I think has a lot to do with the cloud and not having the server, you know,
physically in your
office. So the next thing, so that's tonight, actually, folks. So if you do have an interest in that, it's going to be 6 p.m. this evening. And then we have tomorrow morning, bright and early, we're already at Agile Iowa's Downtown Lean Coffee, which, you know, Agile is becoming a really big thing, both in technology development, but just in a way of managing projects. Right. And so all of that group, Agile Iowa, this Lean Coffee, they're very open and love to share about Agile, and they welcome people of all experience levels to drop in.
Where is that going to be?
That is at Main Street Cafe and Bakery, which is actually located at on the Skywalk level of the, I think, the 801 Grand building.
Got it.
And by the way, starts at 7 a.m. These Agile people are early.
They're early, get going.
So,
no messing around with Agiles.
That's right. So then later on that evening, there is a regional after hours called River Walk Rendezvous. And this is a chamber event that will start at Brenton Skating Plaza.
Right.
And that is going to be this evening. And I think good weather for it. Seems like Tuesday night, right? Tuesday night.
Yeah, you said tomorrow. This evening.
Oh, my goodness. Yeah. My goodness. Tuesday night. Yes. So Agile Iowa and the River Walker both tomorrow.
Got it.
My apology. So those are the ones for today and tomorrow. And then we have Million Cups. Just as make a note, Million Cups will be at his regular location. At the Science Center. But they're, you know, I told you periodically they go out and go on location in a new place.
Mm-hmm.
And so next week, they're actually going to be doing what they call taking Million Cups on the road, and they're going to be going to Maple Ventures. So Maple Ventures, and I'll have to get the actual
Maple
address
Ventures.
For you. Yes. In case you haven't heard of this, Maple Ventures is located in West Des Moines. It's 1201 Maple Street in West Des Moines. So there is a business that now has an incubator or accelerator inside. So they actually are inviting other ventures in and helping accelerate and incubate them. And specifically, they deal with physical products. So things that you might need 3D modeling for.
Huh.
So that is
Maple Ventures.
Maple Ventures.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. So
see what you learn here?
They're going to be talking about what they do actually at Maple Ventures. And one person that has had a lot of success, Gabe Glenn, who is with Make You Safe Corporation, will be talking. But
right.
They have a whole panel talking about acceleration, and that'll be at Maple Ventures next week. So this week, same time, same location
for
1 million cups. And then next Wednesday, same time, but at Maple Ventures.
West
Des Moines. Yes,
so
indeed.
This Wednesday, Science Center. Next Wednesday,
yep.
Maple Ventures. Got
so
it.
The other thing that we have this Wednesday is the July luncheon. It's called A Better Way to Calculate Your Social Media ROI.
Mm.
So that would be an AMA Iowa event and seems like something that's constantly on people's mind, especially as social media is going through more changes, is how in the world do we really figure out what we're getting out of our efforts and money.
I wrote about this several years ago about the way that you find out whether or not social media is enhancing your business is
mm-hmm.
the bottom line, the sales.
Mm-hmm.
You know, how else are you, you know, mm-hmm. yeah, you can track
yes.
buzz and you can track all of those things, but if it's not doing anything,
mm-hmm.
you know, but I find most of the time, and I'm writing a piece about this right now, as a matter of fact, about should businesses use Twitter for their business.
Ooh.
And you know, the short story is yes, you should. The longer story is you got to do it right to
mm-hmm.
be able to benefit from it. But anyway,
absolutely. And I think that people do tend to not to try to use social media in all the same ways.
Yeah,
and
it's
you
just
can't
bad,
do that
bad,
so
bad, bad, bad.
But I love Twitter, and I love it for different reasons than I like using Facebook, for
right.
example.
They're totally different platforms, and the audience is totally different.
Absolutely.
And the way you reach people is totally different.
That's
but,
right.
You know, so many businesses link their Facebook page to Twitter, or they attempt to, or they have in the past, and it's just not, anyway.
So this AMA Iowa event,
rant.
By the way, will be, oh no, I get it. I'm constantly talking about that same thing. do not auto post. So anyway, that'll be 11:30 to 1. That's because from 11:30 to noon, they typically have a little opportunity for people to network. And that'll be at the Hilton Gardens Inn in West Des Moines over the noon hour, talking about social media ROI. And if you want to do that, you need to go to amaiowa.com to get your tickets right away, because they'll be shutting that off soon, I'm right. quite sure. So the other thing that's happening July 10th, this is Wednesday still, is July's Creative Drink Time. So it's going to be at Ernie's Boondock, 440 East Grand Avenue. And I love the Creative Drink Time events. We haven't talked about those much, but I always am like, is it too specific? But hey, you know, I think that you could be inspired by the creative types and go and mix. And this is an opportunity. This is one of those events you can. And they kind of pop around to some unexpected places. So I know they've met at the Angry Goldfish before.
Why
and
not?
Here's Ernie's Boondock. And so also just interesting places that they select to meet up. So Creative Drink Time is a gang of Des Moines area creative type people who get together on the second Wednesday of every month at different establishments to talk creativity.
Why not?
That's right. So that one I thought was just a little bit different and fun. And if you are needing to get your creative juices flowing, that might be one to check out. We haven't talked about the Thursday morning networking that happens with Metro Business Friends for a while. That's a networking event that is held in Northwest 86th Street. It's still held in the grocery. There's a used to be Dolls.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. So it's still held in that same building on the second floor. And they do that in the morning at... Let me make sure, because I actually just added it back to my calendar. I don't know how it fell off recently. And I believe it's at 9 a.m. So.
All right.
So that's really about what we have.
That's
I already
a lot
mentioned
of stuff.
Next week and with 1 million cups
right.
changing, just make sure you don't show up at the sides. Because last week I said that there was a million cups. And it turns out they canceled it.
Oh, no.
Because it was the day before 4th of July. And I was heading over when I got the note from someone
was
like, hey, by the way, not having it. So.
Well, you know, that midweek holiday kind of threw everything
Yeah, do we have
air.
It? Do we not have
that's
it?
What's going on.
So,
there.
That's right.
Laura Kennard, ladies and gentlemen, she is with DMAC as well as Drake University and the curator for DMBizMixer.com. Thanks, Laura.
Thank you.
All right, we got to get out of here. That concludes another broadcast day. Thanks so very much for being with us. For all of us that put this together each and every day, Chap Ramsey is our production coordinator. Sales and marketing falls to Aaron Libby. The voice of the Business News Hour is Hunter Pease. And the music you're listening to right now is arranged, composed, and conducted by our friend James Goodlett, exclusively for the Business News Hour. For Laura Kennard and our entire crew, my name's Michael Libby. Have yourself a wonderful evening. Be safe, be well, be careful, most of all. Be good to your fellow man. Good day.